We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Tuesday to you. This is Bob Arthurs, and you are listening to the Refresh radio broadcast right here in Brevard County, Florida, Cocoa, Florida, to be exact. The studios of WMIE 91.5 FM. We pray that you are having a great week. I do want to give a shout out today. This is the last week that we are collecting food. This is the last week that we are collecting clothing or blankets for the Save the Ukraine Now project. We will be receiving those up through this weekend. If you were to join us in our worship service on Sunday morning, and then Sunday night, we are going to be preparing all of those things for shipment to the Ukraine. And we want to say a huge thank you to all of the listeners. We've had multiple listeners who have just been touched in their heart by this project and have done above and beyond the call of duty trying to meet this humanitarian crisis in the Ukraine. So thank you for listening. And again, if you still have more items, we will be receiving them all the way up to Sunday night service, actually, because we're going to be putting those things together on Sunday night. We want to give a shout out to our sponsor that helps for the broadcast today, and that's Advanced Christian Training Schools. We like to mention them on Tuesdays because that's the night that they meet. And if you are free on Tuesday nights and would like to grow in your faith, we're talking about building ourselves up in our most holy faith, making sure our foundation is solid. And so if you would like to have a solid word foundation in your life, this is a free opportunity for you. Advanced Christian Training Schools. You can find out more information by calling Ted or Linda at 633-0432, 633-0432. Or you can show up at our fellowship hall 6 o'clock tonight through 9 o'clock tonight. And like I say, it's free. It's about a three-hour course. I think they just finished Old Testament and are moving. I think they're getting ready to start on a new subject tonight. And so if you'd like more information, call Ted or Linda, 633-0432. Also, we would like to let you know that our Easter services are already being planned. We are going to be doing an Easter outreach for the kids. We're not doing an Easter egg hunt. We are doing an Easter presentation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We do want all of the kids to have a good time, but more than that, we want them to learn about Jesus. And so we're going to be having a special kids activity that is going on immediately after our services on April the 5th. And so we'd like to extend an invitation to you now. We've already begun to work on that. As far as the main service, I'm going to be presenting a illustrated sermon that God has laid on my heart. I was the other night. It's probably been a couple of weeks ago. I was sleeping and in my dream I was preaching this message and I knew that it was Easter Sunday, and I was like, okay, that's where we're going to go. So this is going to be a powerful time. If you know somebody that needs Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, we want to encourage you to invite them to Merit Assembly of God on Easter Sunday, April the 5th, and we are going to have a great time sharing the truths of God's Word, and we're believing that God is going to set some people free. So I was going through my Facebook one day last week, and there was a person that posted a message, and I thought I would share that with you. I know we talked about foundations last week, I want to take you to Proverbs chapter 10, verse number 25, because it just dealt with foundations. Like I said, it's something that I saw, and I said, you know, I think I'll talk about that before we move on again to the rest of the building and growing in our faith. So in Proverbs 10:25, it says, when the whirlwind passes by, the wicked is no more, but the righteous has an everlasting foundation. Let me read that to you again. Proverbs 10:25, this is from the New King James Version. It says, when the whirlwind passes by, the wicked is no more, but the righteous has an everlasting foundation. And the one thing that I can promise you is that sooner or later, storms are going to come in your life. Sooner or later, there's going to be a problem that arises at work, or I'm not prophesying doom. I'm just speaking to you in the reality of life. Life is hard. Living in a fallen world is a painful place to live. It's not an excuse. I'm just telling you the reality. Storms come, rocky seasons come. The Northeast and a good part of the country has just been trying to survive this winter and the cold blast that has been coming. Seasons come and seasons go. And you and I, when the storm, you know, when I see the word whirlwind, I think back to my Oklahoma roots and tornadoes. I've lived through a couple of different tornadoes that came very close. One of them landed just right across the street from us. If it had been 50 feet closer, it would have landed in our living room. That's how close it was to our house. It actually damaged our neighbor's fence. It was my brother's birthday. one of my relatives actually had a rod that just barely missed their gas tank. When they arrived at our house for the birthday dinner, that's when the tornado came down, and it actually sent a steel rod through the rear bumper of her car and just barely missed puncturing her gas tank. Friends of mine, her mom was actually flipped upside down in her vehicle while trying to mail a package. She was caught in that. There was another tornado that impacted. There's just been a number of them that have been very, very close to where we were. And you don't take those things lightly. You take refuge. And when you experience the fact that the storm is coming, then you are looking for a safe place. You are looking for the place that is the most secure, that is the most likely to endure the storm that is coming. And in the spiritual realm, in your marital realm, in your financial realm, in your physical realm, and your eternal realm, the safest place, the only safe place to be, is in relationship with Jesus Christ. So I want to encourage you that your foundation is not only going to survive for this season of time where you are alive, but that your foundation was designed and created by God to cause you to endure forever. You know, there's an interesting scripture. There's a number of interesting scriptures that I've got on my mind today to share with you. But one of them is, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. In another reference, it says, the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world. In other words, when the world was formed, Jesus was already prepared to go to the cross, die for our sins, so that he could take away those sins and cause us to have a rock-solid spiritual foundation. And I want you to know that you do not have to be shaken by every wind of doctrine. You do not have to be intimidated by every storm that comes along. You can have your faith in God and allow him to keep you anchored to him. I've often, you know, I don't have a tremendous amount of construction knowledge, but it always kind of tickled me when I saw, you know, that they would put up all of these nice blocks and they would set them on the foundation. And, you know, then the next thing you know, they would be coming along and they'd be knocking holes in the blocks. And I was always curious about that until one day I realized what they were doing is they were tying the structure to the foundation so that if something happened, if winds of intensity arose, if a hurricane arose or a tornado, that the house itself would be anchored to the foundation, the roof would be anchored to the wall, it would all be tied in together and it would survive the storm. You don't want to be spiritually built the way that Homestead was devastated by, I believe it was Hurricane Andrew in 1992, where the hurricane came ashore and there was just devastation in entire communities, devastation. And I remember seeing one picture where there was just devastated home after devastated home after devastated home, and all of a sudden there was a home right there in the middle, and it had survived the storm. That's what God wants you to be. He wants you to survive the storm. If you think that you are just going through life and you're just a speck in a sea of 7.5 billion people, and that nobody really notices you or nobody really cares about you, I want you to know that nothing could be further from the truth than that. The reality is that God spoke in the Old Testament and said, "Before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you." One of my favorite passages in the Old Testament is where it is prophesied that when God is ready to bring his people back from captivity, before they even go into captivity, that there is going to be a man that is going to arise by the name of Cyrus, and he is going to be the one who creates the opportunity. He's going to be the motivational force behind sending the Jewish people back to the promised land. And God calls him by name, gives him a divine destiny generations before he would even be born. When the two nations split into Judah and Ephraim, or also known as Israel, Judah and Israel, they parted from being 12 tribes to being 10 and 2. And the first king over the northern tribes, his name was Jeroboam, and he was so insecure in his new position that he thought that as soon as they started worshiping God, that if they went back to Judah, that it would be only a matter of time before the people longed for the unity that the nation once had. And so what he decided to do was he was going to make worship more convenient. And so he set up a calf idol in Dan and another one in another part of the country, that way they didn't have to travel all the way. And so there was a prophet that was sent, and he said, "I want you to know that there is going to be a king that arises out of Judah. Josiah is going to be his name." I don't think it actually calls him by Josiah. It might. It's kind of early of a morning right now. But he said that there is going to be a king who comes, and he is going to desecrate this altar. He is going to devastate it. And I don't think it actually calls him Josiah by name. But he said, there's going to come a king, and he is going to do away. He is going to demolish this place of idolatry. And Josiah came along and he did all of that. And that prophet that had spoken, he ended up disobeying God and actually dying and being buried in that place. And Josiah was desecrating the altar. And when he was having the dead bodies brought out of the grave and he was burning them on the altar. And he says, "Wait a minute, what is that grave over there?" One of the people said, "He's the prophet who prophesied exactly what you are doing to this day." And he said, "Let him be. Let him lay in peace." You see, God has a plan and a purpose for you. He wants to build you up. Another scripture that I'd like to share with you today is this: "Unless the Lord builds the house, the laborers labor in vain that build it." And that's one of the things that I think about when I think of the Tower of Babel. They had been commissioned by God to scatter throughout the earth and fill the earth, but they had gotten away from their relationship with God, and so they wanted to make a name for themselves. I want you to know that on this radio program, I am not here trying to make a name for myself. What I am trying to do is I am trying to make the name of Jesus famous throughout Brevard County. I want you to know that Jesus is real. Jesus wants to be involved in your everyday life, and he is not looking to puff you up. He is looking to build you up. And it says that if you and I, if we try and build the house outside of the design and the plan of God's, that we are laboring in vain, that we are laboring without lasting fruit. We are laboring very laboriously. You know, it's hard work to try and do something that's outside of the will of God. You know what I have found? I have found that life is hard. Life is easier with God, but life without God being in the mix is virtually impossible. It's empty. It's vanity. It's unfulfilling. And so today, on this Tuesday, I just want to lay out the truth there that God wants to build you up. Getting back to Babylon, God had told them that he wanted them to fill the earth, and they said, no, we're going to build a tower that reaches to heaven, and we are going to make a name for ourselves here on the earth. And so I think I'll just go back in Genesis and take you to that place. It's in Genesis chapter 11, and it says, now the whole earth had one language and one speech, and it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. Then they said to one another, come, let us make bricks and bake them thoroughly. They had brick for stone, and they had asphalt for mortar. And they said, come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower whose top is in the heavens. Let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth. But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. And the Lord said, indeed, the people are one, and they all have one language. And this is what they began to do. Now, nothing that they propose to do will be withheld from them. Come, let us go down and there confuse their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from there over the face of all the earth, and they ceased building the city. Therefore, its name is called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth, and from there the Lord scattered them abroad over the face of the earth. The interesting thing is they were looking to violate God's expressed will. They said, we're doing this so that we will not be scattered across the earth. And it begins in chapter 11, verse number 1, and it said that they had one language and one speech. And God, when he came down, he said, because this is the way that they are operating, nothing that they propose to do will be impossible for them. They are one, they all have one language, and this is what they begin to do. Now, nothing that they propose to do will be withheld from them. And so there is a great truth in that revelation for you and I as the church. If it was possible for them to build something against God's will because they were of one mind and one language and one purpose, how much more is possible for you and I if we say, God, we don't want to build contrary to your plan or contrary to your will, but we want to build in accordance with your will. And so we need the spirit of unity. We need the bond of peace. Psalm 133, where brethren dwell together in unity, there the Lord commands his blessing, even life forevermore. We need to be of one heart, one mind, one language. We need to talk the same talk. We need to have the same vision. Listen, vision is a restraining force in your life. Because I've got a vision for God from God for my life, and it prevents me from doing a number of things. It prevents me from going out and doing things that would derail. They don't fit in the vision. Wouldn't it be funny if you were trying to build a puzzle and you got a different puzzle from a different manufacturer and you tried to fit that puzzle piece into your puzzle that you were trying to work? It wouldn't work. It'd be disastrous. You weren't meant to build contrary to God. You were meant to build in partnership with God. Unless the Lord builds the house, the laborers labor in vain that build it. The other thing that I notice about this is they said, come, let us make bricks and bake them thoroughly. And it said they had brick for stone and they had asphalt for mortar. What they were trying to do is they were trying to build their project with inferior materials than what God had provided for them. You know, the devil doesn't have a better option for you. He's got an inferior option for you. You know, back in February, there was a movie that came out, and, you know, there were a lot of people that were talking about it. It's called 50 Shades of Grey. I never read the books, never saw the movie, don't have to, don't want to. And there were people, oh, this is going to make your marriage so much better. I want you to know that's not going to make your marriage better. It's going to make it worse. You are not to build your marriage and your relationships with your relationship with your husband or your wife on inferior material. You are meant to build it on the pure God-given love, the agape love that He has for you. Guys, if you're listening to me, make sure that there is not pornography in your life. That is, it's destructive. It will be devastating to you. You don't want to be caught in its trap because it wants to control you even more. It's got a thing about it that it will cause you to want more and more depraved material. It is a death trap. Don't do it. It's death for your marriage. It is death for your, it's death for your physical relationships with your spouse. It is, you don't want to go there. Ladies, I talked to the men over the past decade or so. Women have been the increasing target of the pornographic industry. They have set their sights on getting women just as trapped in that lifestyle as men. You don't want to build your marriage on that. It is inferior material. Get it out. Get it off of your computer. Get it off of your television. Get it out of your mailbox. Get it out of your house. You don't want it. You know, I'll just go ahead and say this. And, you know, one of the things that I've noticed through the years of ministry is that whatever sin you tolerate in your home as an adult with your kids, that sin more than likely is going to be intensified in their life than it is in yours. You need to create a home of righteousness and godliness and allow God to reinforce that in your generations to come, up to 1,000 generations. So, praise the Lord. Don't build with inferior materials. It's not going to be able to stand the storm. Unless the Lord builds the house, the laborers labor in vain that build it. When I was in East Texas, I was on staff at a little church down there. I worked a full-time job. I also taught some in a Christian school. And right down the street from our church was another church. At least it was supposed to be a church. It was owned by a ministry. They traveled around and they raised money for this, and they built the building up, but the person who built it had no construction experience whatsoever. And so they got the building partway up, and a storm came and it knocked the building over. And so then they set out and they were going to rebuild it, and so they went and they raised more money and they got it partially constructed, and another storm came through. And the entire time that I was there, that building sat as an unfinished structure, built in a manner that would not withstand the storms. Several years ago, we went on vacation. We happened to drive by, and I looked at that building, and what I saw was no longer an unfinished structure, but actually a structure that had been completed. By the way, this wasn't the church I was working at. It was a different church. Somebody who had come in who actually knew how to build a building, and they had actually finished it. They completed it. They got the walls up, got the roof on, and I'm assuming that they finished the interior. They got it landscaped and all of that. And what had been a disaster because somebody was trying to build something they didn't know how to build had finally been finished because there was somebody who came along and said, you know what? I know how to finish this building. If you'll step back, I will finish this building. The reason I tell you that story is this. Most of us, apart from Jesus, we spend huge amounts of time trying to build a structure. And the truth of the matter is, without the Word of God, without following the instructions in God's Word, without talking to the architect and the creator of our life and finding out how He wants us to build the house, we try to build our life, we try to build our relationships, our finances, we try to build our education and all of that. So many people try to build it their own way rather than building it the way that God wants them to. And storm comes and it knocks the house down. We'll rebuild it again. And another storm comes. You can read similar things about the Harbinger. You know, well, we'll just build it again and we'll use this material. And over and over and over again, we try to build with inferior materials. Isn't it about time that we said, God, we don't know how to build our spiritual foundation. We don't know how to build our spiritual house as well as you do. God, would you help us? Would you build our house? Would you build the kingdom? Would you build the church here in Brevard County? Let's close in prayer for today, and then tomorrow we'll move on to a different passage of scripture. But Father, right now, as people are listening, Lord, there may have been a lot of different circumstances in their life that have come. They may have failed financially. They may have failed in business. They may have failed in a lot of different areas of their life. But God, I just pray right now in the name of Jesus that we would all surrender to you and say, God, you be the architect. You be the construction. Let us be a house under construction by the master craftsman himself. God, I pray that you would build your church in Brevard County. Lord, we're not asking you to do it our way. We want to do it your way. God bless you. You have a great day. We'll see you here tomorrow, right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, meritassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to meritassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."